This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. And you, yes, you can call in and join the discussion. We've been talking about Google using some information that they're getting from your children, most likely information they're getting from your children.
If they happen to go to this particular school district in California.
Or any of the other school districts that make up the 51% of computers that are Google Chromebooks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, 51% of the computers in use by K through 12 students are Google products. 24% were from Apple, 23% from Microsoft. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is saying that Google is violating all kinds of privacy policies and other things. Google is saying, no, we're not. Other people are saying that the EFF is being a little paranoid. And we've got the story from the Washington Post. Just you can call in on this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in line.
A point to make on that, you know, it's interesting is even though Chromebooks might make, what, 51% you said of all?
Yep. Yes.
So if that's the number of computers, that share is probably actually larger because if the rest or if a major majority of the rest of the computers are Apple, then it's or even if they're Microsoft, it's still possible that students using those computers could be using Google products on those computers as well.
Yes. Well, and it's also possible that school districts have contracted. I mean, that's a whole product in itself.
Right.
You do a deal between your school district and Google to get access to the whole suite of products. And it's not just for the students. Then the administration, then the website, you know, they tie it all in. It's one big package
right.
that extends throughout the whole
no, I'm just thinking
my first comment
like internally to myself is, you know, if this is how many students are using, you know, these Google products, the first thing that my, you know, I guess one side of my brain says to the other is like, well, they really need to fix Google Sheets then, because that thing is awful.
Agreed.
Google Sheets compared to, you know, Excel is just far distant second.
Yeah, because with Excel, or at least the LibreOffice equivalent of Excel,
right.
you can do all kinds of conditional formatting,
right.
and I love that, because the weight loss tracker form that I'm using, that I basically created from scratch,
right.
I know people
a chart.
Have created
this is
these.
This is the biggest shortfall of Sheets, a chart based on a time series.
But I
does
also
not work well in-
I also have conditional formatting to where if I have gained weight from the previous period, I've got daily, 7 days, and 1 month,
mm-hmm.
then it will be green.
Right.
If I've gained over that period, it's red. If there's no change, then it's blank because I've got the text set up to where a zero will show as white. That way I don't have to every time I want to input
right.
something... You know, have to conditional format.
Right.
So that way, all the few days in the future, it's white.
Right.
Because I don't want to just see a bunch of zeros there. Like, it's white, it's blank, but positive number red, negative number green. And the actual cell itself will change color. So, like, there's a big red cell
right.
if I've gained weight from the previous week or previous day.
If this were a public school system, you would get a green for not doing anything at all. So these, you don't go up or down. You should still get a green. You should get a red ribbon and green.
Yeah.
Why should I get a red ribbon?
For doing average.
Because you weighed yourself.
Well, you
actually,
weighed yourself.
Okay.
Actually
we
reward you for
right.
not really accomplishing
for
anything.
Participation.
Exactly, participation. Right. There
right.
you go.
Yeah, I don't want participation ribbons. not at all. The article here from the Washington Post continues with a quote from Associate Director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC. Kalia Barnes is the Associate Director of EPIC. She says that there are so many different apps and providers, and overwhelmingly students are not getting the kind of security and privacy protection they deserve. And thanks to a 1970s-era student privacy law, thank you, government, school districts don't need parents' written consent to share information about students with the companies they contract with. So this goes back to something you were talking about, Chris, is the whole thing of, you know, they're compelled to send their children to school.
Right.
Schools, now we know there's a law from the 1970s that says that they don't have to get parental consent to share the student's information with anybody.
And I guarantee you there's mining going on in testing. You know, you look at companies like Pearson that are multi-billion dollar corporations. They're mining that data. Anybody who's got their fingers in it, they're going to be monetizing this however they can.
And we know, Daryl, that since you just said that you don't like participation awards, that if you were to be in school today, that you would be diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder, and then they would make sure that in order for you to be able to participate in the school and, you know, be at the same level as the other students, you would be prescribed Ritalin, Xanax, Klonopin, and hydrocodone just to, you know, keep you on a level. You know, they just make sure that you are good and even.
With a Four Loko chaser.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think I'll pass. Barnes adds that many school districts simply leave parents in the dark about who is tracking their children's activity in school. A 2013 study examining a national sample of public school districts found that 95% of them relied on some sort of online cloud service, and I hate that term. Just say a server that's not on site. But I digress. The article continues, but only a quarter of those school districts informed parents about their use of such system, and one in five lacked policies governing the use of online services. Fewer than a quarter of service agreements spelled out why the school district was disclosing student information to a vendor, and less than 7% restricted vendors. Yes, only 7% of schools that gave information about your students to a third party restricted the third party from selling or marketing that data about students. Joel Reidenberg of Fordham University, he's actually a law professor and one of the authors of the study, says, I think officials in most school districts in the U.S. are completely ignorant about the information they are giving out about their kids.
I'm going to go one step further and say 99% of the population is completely unaware of any user-level agreement they've ever signed.
Right.
So,
but there's a difference between you not being aware of the agreement that you signed for yourself and you not being aware of a user agreement that you're signing on behalf of 1,500 other people.
I do not expect a government to be efficient enough or a government school to be efficient enough to take a look at this. This doesn't surprise me at
right.
all.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm really surprised either, but apparently some people are surprised by this. And I think it's incredibly interesting. There is more to this article, but we're not going to get into the rest of it. Johnson, there's something that, and we're not going to jump into it right now, but we'll get to it in a moment, about apparently red light traffic operators are stealing money from motorists.
Well, the companies
in ways
that do those cameras,
other than just giving tickets, because
right.
you know, like tickets are theft.
Right.
But when you wind up saying you did a thing, now give me money or else, that's theft.
Yep. And there, yeah, it has to do with the cities. The relationship between these camera companies, the companies that manufacture these cameras, and the cities that they're working with in order to, you know, rob people.
Yeah, and then also maybe later we'll get into, apparently there's some big news for drone operators and getting some sort of military service recognition. that is really interesting, and I've got something somewhat related to that about a drone base that is actually being shut down. The U.S. military is closing a drone base, and I'll give you the clickbaity version.
They didn't get their licenses in time.
You won't believe where, and you won't believe why. This is Free Talk Live, and your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can see us live You're at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st. Because we'll be there broadcasting live from the Radisson Hotel in beautiful downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. The Liberty Forum is one of two yearly events hosted by the Free State Project. And the Free State Project currently at over 93% of their goal towards 20,000 signers. Should hit that goal before the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So if you're thinking of signing, you might want to do it now before it's too late, because once they hit 20,000, I don't think they're going to continue taking signers. But you don't have to be a signer to show up to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And did I mention Edward Snowden is going to be there? Edward Snowden is going to be one of the keynote speakers. He will be tele-somethinging in with video conference from wherever he is in Russia. And this is a big deal, getting Edward Snowden as one of the speakers. And you can be there for it. Get your tickets at nhlibertyforum.com.
Why would the Free State Project stop accepting signers? The pledge is still valid. They wouldn't even need to rewrite it.
The pledge...
As long as 19,999 other people are willing to do so. That's still valid after 20,000.
Yeah, I don't know, because it's set to be an agreement among 20,000 participants.
No, it's set to be as long as I'm, you know, make the fullest practical ever, blah, 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 to move to New Hampshire, as long as 19,999 other people are willing to do so.
The pledge on its own stands alone.
Right.
Right.
Right. The pledge on its own does not say 20,000.
Right.
But that's the goal, because there were certain things when Jason Sorens wrote up the paper.
Right.
That there were certain things that were triggered.
The goal is 20,000, but once the move is triggered, there's still not 20,000 people here. Might as well keep accepting signatures.
Right, but no, the thing is 20,000 people signing the statement, not 20,000 people moving.
Actually, it's 20,000 people being willing to move.
Signing a statement of intent that they are willing to move within 5 years to exert the fullest practical effort to the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property.
As long as...
The board could certainly say 20,000, throw it out the window. But as of right now, the bylaws of the board specify that they're seeking 20,000 participants, meaning 20,000 people to sign. I don't know if they're going to... You need to ask the people on the board, not me, because I don't know. I'm just telling you what their bylaws specify is that they're looking for 20,000 signers.
Right.
Not 20,000 plus keep collecting. So I don't know if they're going to keep collecting once they hit 20,000.
I would certainly hope that they would keep collecting, because, you know, there are also people who have signed and who have not necessarily honored the commitment because they've come and gone before the number was even
hit. They will probably allow people to sign up as friends of the Free State after they hit 20,000 participants
of
the Free State.
Ridiculous.
Yeah,
for example,
I do too.
For example, here's another Free State Project movement started by someone who's silently in this room called the First 1,000. Right? Now, the First 1,000... I am one of the first 1,000 movers. At the time, I did not make it in time to sign the first 1,000 pledge because I did not think I was going to be moving that soon. I ended up being an early mover, and my mover number is below 1,000. And so I am part of the first 1,000. So in the same fashion, I feel like people should be able to be part of the 20,000 people that move for the Free State Project, because it's the actual movers that matter. It's the people who actually move. I'm sure that there are probably people who signed the first 1,000 pledge who still haven't moved.
Probably.
You know, so there are
I always thought the first 1,000 was be one of the first 1,000 movers.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was one of the first 1,000. I did not sign the
first 1,000. Right, but you said that there are people that were part of the first 1,000 that haven't moved.
You can't be
one of the first 1,000 movers and not have moved.
But you can't have signed the first 1,000 pledge and not have moved.
Exactly.
I don't know what the first 1,000 pledge is.
It was a pledge to be one of the first 1,000 movers.
I never knew that such a thing existed.
It was a pledge that was founded by a Mr. Ian Freeman. And
he's sitting in the background saying no.
He's saying
shaking his head vigorously. I thought he was the the impetus behind the first 1,000 pledge, but apparently someone else was.
I think if you get to the core of it, it's fine for any organization's mission to change. You know,
right?
You've accomplished your goal. Okay, now what is it going to be? And I would be confident in saying that it will continue to be outreach to get liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire. And you may not have this signature drive.
I just hope that they don't make a tactical mistake of changing fundamentally what it is. Because until 20,000 people have moved, it's not over in my mind. And it shouldn't be substantially changed in any way until we reach 20,000 movers. Period. I don't think that the 20,000 participant number, I signed. Whoop-de-doo. Unless you actually make the move, that's not a solid
thing. I understand your philosophical argument, but it becomes 20,000 is simply a number that triggers something to happen.
Right.
That
right.
is a goal, and right. once the goal right. is hit, then it can absolutely be, just like you see ads for come to beaches. Sandals Resort in Jamaica.
We know what you're saying on Google.
So I've got the pledge in front of me, and I just want to make sure that everybody's clear on what the pledge actually says. Sure. I hereby state my solemn intent to move to New Hampshire within 5 years of the Free State Project reaching 20,000 participants. Once there, I will exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of government is protection of individuals' right to life, liberty, and property.
They've
so 20,000 participants, not 20,000 movers.
They've changed the pledge.
I don't think they have.
They absolutely have, because originally the pledge said, I signed with a solemn intent. That whole line was the same. And to move to New Hampshire within 5 years, as long as 19,999 other people are willing to do so, is how it was originally phrased.
Okay, but it's still 20,000 participants is what they're looking for on the pledge, not 20,000 movers. The pledge does not say, I will move as long as 19,999 other people move.
Right.
So my reading of this is once they hit that 20,000 participant mark, they can't sign more participants. They might wind up not realizing that, four people
signed.
Well,
that's the way the pledge is. This is new pledge is they wrote it, the new pledge, badly, whereas the original pledge was written much more eloquently and better. Because the original pledge did not cancel itself out with that 20,000 number originally, because you could keep adding people just because that 20,000 number has been reached. The way this pledge is written, once 20,000 participants are reached, just means that when you sign, you're stating that you're going to move immediately because there already have been 20,000 that have been reached. It doesn't change the fact that that 20,000 does not mean that people can't sign and be part of the exact same thing.
You'll have to ask the people on the board whether they're going to keep letting people sign as participants, because I don't know. Your thoughts and calls, 855-453.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We've been somewhat all over the board. Started talking about Google tracking your children in school. Most likely tracking your children in school. That is, if your children use a Google Chromebook or if they just use Google Docs or any other Google-related item. Google is using that information to create a profile and target ads towards your children. And then we also were talking about the Free State Project, currently over 93% of the goal to 20,000 participants. We've got Hugo calling in from Mexico on Skype. Hugo, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson.
Hola, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Well, I have a few thoughts regarding what you've been talking about with the Free State Project reaching its goal.
Hugo, can you back up off of your mic just a hair? I don't know if that's what's causing distortion or not.
I think it's digital interference. I think he's a protocol droid.
How about this? Okay.
There's still some garbled. It might just be a bad connection, but hopefully it doesn't get too bad.
Okay. So my point is, apparently there is in
the air. Yeah, that's too bad.
Try
calling right back. Hopefully we'll wind up being able to get a good connection with Hugo, and we just had someone try to call in on Skype that we missed that call. And, of course, you could call in on Skype And generally, you sound much better. LRN.FM is the username there on Skype.
Clearly, Google was trying to stop his call.
Possibly.
Delivering ads over.
Because he's calling through Skype, so they're competing.
Right.
We've got Nathan calling in on Skype, and Nathan almost always sounds good. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, Johnson, do you know the theory about droids and Star Wars?
What's the theory about droids and Star Wars?
Well, that they seem to not experience pain in the prequels, but they seem to experience pain in the sequels. And the implication is that they were given the ability to experience pain so they wouldn't be a threat to the organics.
Interesting. Why wouldn't they have had pain there in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe that was the first time someone made a droid army.
Okay, and so for those of us that have no clue what you're talking about, are droids in Star Wars?
Wait, have you not seen Star Wars?
No.
You have not seen, have you seen, you've never seen any of the Star Wars?
I may have seen bits and pieces of some of the first ones when I was a kid, but I've never sat down to watch Star Wars, so I have no clue.
So
I'm guessing a droid is a robot. Why would a robot feel pain?
Wow, I just feel like we could perform the machete order experiment on you. That's like what we could do.
I don't know what that is.
See, I'm immediately looking at Daryl thinking Blade Runner.
Blade Runner?
Yeah, oh,
Blade
Runner. Absolutely.
Yeah, Blade Runner.
I think I saw that one.
Yeah. I own that one.
So why would robots feel pain?
Oh, this is just a weird fan theory I thought Johnson would enjoy before I asked my question.
So they can control them, essentially. Why would you have a droid? Well, why would you have a robot who experience pain is so you could control them through pain?
Right, because a droid is shown being tortured in Jabba's palace in the third movie or whatever.
Right.
So.
Right. There's a droid that's tortured in the original ones.
Is that why you?
No, in the original movies, there is a droid that is tortured. They
Those are the sequels.
No. I mean in the first three movies. The four, five, and six. I think it's actually the first movie. There is a scene where there is a kind of a fat trash can droid that's turned over onto it's turned upside down, and they torch its feet with a hot iron, and it cries out.
Those are the sequels.
Well,
4, 5, and 6 are the sequels.
So wait, you're saying they don't experience pain in the
prequels?
In the prequels.
That's right.
So, there was a question that you had other than can robots feel pain, I hope.
Yeah.
I like the robots feel pain discussion. Colin, if you want to talk about robots.
No.
Well, maybe I don't know. You'll have to find out if they can or not experience pain in the new movies from Disney. But so Daryl was talking about the Free State signer the signers to that. And Ian had said something on either yesterday's show or the one before about that, and he said that the line in the statement about exerting the, quote, fullest practical effort, unquote, implies that you have to do something, something other than moving. And I have a friend where I asked him about this, and he said he would be willing to move but not to do anything. So I was curious, what's your opinion about that? Could someone move for the Free State Project, and then would they contribute to it even if they don't do anything?
I don't see how not doing anything could be construed as exerting effort, much less the fullest practical effort. Chris?
So I think there's varying degrees of, you know, effort, if you will, and if it were somebody who supports the ideals of liberty, and maybe they're one of those people that still votes and they support liberty candidates, or, you know, it doesn't mean that everybody who comes to New Hampshire has to be pedal to the metal, you know.
Right, right. But there are some people that move and they refuse to participate in the electoral system. They refuse to vote.
Right.
They just want to live in the middle of nowhere and not really interact with anybody. Would you consider that to be exerting the fullest practical effort to the creation of a free society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property?
If that person actively checked out of the system and were defying, you know, the state government and saying, you know, no, I'm not going to pay your taxes, no, I'm not going to support any of these programs that you say I need to do, then I would say that person is making an effort. Whether,
it's what's practical for them.
Right. Whether they would agree with those terms or not, that to me is checking yourself out, and that's very powerful.
I also think if someone shows up and they're not necessarily living in the middle of the woods and they're just around other people and they express their support for the ideas, even if they're not willing to vote or not willing to participate in certain activism, that... in a way, they're still offering moral support. And, you know, it's what's practical for each person. You know, some people, it's not practical to do things that are going to get them arrested. You know, like they...
Right. Now, I'm not advocating that everybody has to get arrested.
Right. No, and I'm not saying that you are. I'm just saying that there's definitely different levels of practicality for different individuals. Some people are willing to really put themselves on the line.
And there are some people that... They're willing to move, but then they'll just go along to get along, and they don't share what they believe with anybody.
Right.
Would you consider that to be exerting effort?
No.
Well, maybe not exerting effort, but providing benefit. So as long...
Right, there's a difference between providing benefit and exerting effort.
I agree, but what I'm saying is that if a person comes here and they're not voting in another war party... you know what I mean? Well, they're not voting for higher taxes.
I heard a rumor today, and I don't know the veracity of the truth of this statement, and I don't know whether or not it was the landlord that you know, did this or whatnot, but what I heard is that some people moved just recently, new movers for the Free State Project, and that someone who helped move and exerted a bunch of effort to help move this couple in now notices that they have a giant Bernie Sanders sign on their lawn. And this, you know, current longstanding Free Stater is extremely frustrated with the fact that he feels like, you know, I just moved these Bernie Sanders supporters that were claiming to be here for the Free State Project. So that's, you know, troubling.
Well, there are some people that claim to be libertarians that are supporting Bernie. There are some people that claim to be libertarians
supporting Trump
that are supporting Donald frickin' Trump. Nathan, should we exert pain onto those people to get them to behave better? Is that why you asked about the robot pain?
No, I just wanted to tweak Johnson's notes on that.
Well, I think that this is kind of a similar metaphorical situation in that the robots from the original movies probably didn't experience pain so that they could be around Gungans. And so we probably need to make these political candidate supporters experience some of that kind of annoyance.
I don't know what a Gungan is, but if you can, call in 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And apparently C-3PO was decapitated in one of the prequels and did not feel pain because somebody called in to ask the question, can droids in Star Trek Wars feel pain? And I had no clue why anybody ever even thought about it.
The email is Daryl at freetalklive.com.
Apparently C-3PO was decapitated and I don't really care, honestly. But in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And Johnson, you're going to tell us about ways that red light camera operators are stealing money from people through something other than fines.
Yes. So the article that I have here is from Representative Andy Holt, who's a Republican lawmaker from Dresden, Tennessee. So I just want to clarify that before I get into reading from his perspective here.
Now, is this a state rep or a member of federal Congress?
State rep.
From, okay.
Yep.
Tennessee state rep.
I believe, actually. Wait, no. Let me just double check that here. He represents Weekly, as well as parts of Obion and Carroll County.
So he would be a state rep.
Yep, okay. So, okay. This last legislative session, I was asked by countless constituents to sponsor a legislation to outlaw traffic cameras across the state of Tennessee. After carefully reviewing the research on traffic cameras, I came to some very disturbing conclusions. We are told the cameras are for safety, not revenue. We are told if you aren't breaking the law, you have nothing to worry about. It's all an elaborate scheme. Virtually every study cited by city officials to build a case that traffic cameras improve safety are actually funded by the very companies and municipalities making millions of dollars off of them. When these studies are reviewed by independent agencies, they are found to be highly flawed and highly manipulated. The truth is, studies that best adhere to scientific research methods that find that cameras are actually associated with an increase in crashes and injuries, if not for safety, then what for? Money. Research from the University of Tennessee shows that the cameras are used to generate revenue. This is sort of like a no-duh.
Duh. Right.
In fact, The University of Tennessee researcher said municipalities purposefully remove state-sanctioned signs warning drivers about the cameras required by law. They shorten yellow light times and increase speed limits just before the location of cameras in order to increase the likelihood of receiving a ticket. What happens to all of that money flowing to Arizona and Australia, where the two camera vendors Tennessee uses are located? The vast majority of it leaves the local economy. Yes, you read that?
So this guy, it seems to me that he would not be complaining if the money were going to the local police department. He's upset that the money is leaving Tennessee.
Yeah.
That money's leaving Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, Johnson, we'll get back to this in just a moment. But if you care about liberty, you too should leave Tennessee and come here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And we've got Hugo calling back on Skype. Hopefully Hugo sounds better. Hugo, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson.
This should sound much better.
Much better.
Excellent. Much better.
So,
crystal clear.
So I have a few thoughts with regarding the goal of the Free State Project, and that's because I'm a signer of the pledge of the Free State Project, and I live in Mexico.
Okay.
So the time for the movie is coming, or at least the triggering of the movie is coming really quickly. And you were talking before about how they didn't predict some things that would happen in the future. One of those that they didn't predict was that a large fraction of libertarians would go for closed borders. So I have a few thoughts. I think they understood it from day one that the problem is not the government, it's your neighbor who supports the government. And the idea of bringing people together is a very good idea. But some of those people have to come from elsewhere, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I welcome everybody that supports liberty, no matter where you live in the world. And, Hugo, I do wish that it were easier for you to move across, you know, what is essentially an imaginary line drawn on a map. And, you know, it wasn't really that long ago. Yes, I realize about 170 years, but in, like, you know, the amount of time that human beings have existed, 170 years, is not that long. It wasn't that long ago that the border between the U.S. and Mexico was a lot further north than what it is now.
Right.
So
that is,
you know,
true too.
Borders can move, and people should be able to move across those borders as well, because human rights don't end where some jurisdiction stops claiming authority over the land.
Yes, that's one thing. And you know, even though some of those closed border people, they are really selective about who will they allow. I don't know who they is, but whom would they allow into the country? Probably if I met some of those, even the most recalcitrant of those, or the most bigoted, would say, okay, this guy speaks English, he's an IT professional, and he's reasonably well off, let him come. Who do you go to for asking permission for that? The thing is that some of these closed people borders have been assuming that their position will be heard, and they don't want some people to come in, and they want other people to come in. But who is going to do who's going to make that decision?
Whoever's in
charge. And the answer is the government.
Oh, great!
Right.
So Hugo's he's an IT, so he's going to move here and take my
job. Take
job,
jeez.
Yeah,
I think
I'm taking your job and working for minimum wage.
while simultaneously collecting all of the welfare because Schrodinger's immigrant.
Right, right.
So here's
true, and.
Mm-hmm.
I found something also, you know, all the arguments that one gives for restricting immigration between countries also make sense between the states of the
right,
United States.
Right,
right. And
yeah,
I've thrown those arguments out, and people are like, well, that's different because, and they can't really give a reason why it's different, but just different because. And I think what it is, these people, the closed borders people, are actually xenophobes, and they're scared of people that have a different culture than what they have, so that they would be okay with somebody coming in from Canada.
I take a different take on it. To me, if you accept that there is an all-powerful state, and we need an all-powerful state, right, to run things, like do things like build roads and things like that, then it becomes a much more efficient thing to have closed borders, to have well-defined lines that circle where you're at. If you accept one, by necessity, you have to accept the other.
Right, but we're talking about libertarians that are advocating for closed borders. People that claim that there should not be an all-powerful state.
I get it, and I would say that those people probably may also support the ideals of the Constitution. Maybe, you know, if government were a little smaller, maybe they're more minarchist than they're actually.
I know people that call themselves anarchist that advocate for closed borders.
To me, it's so crazy because it's such a simple idea. As long as the population is growing, the value of property is going up, which means that the economy is getting healthier.
Yes.
Because that means that more jobs are being created, more demand is being created on everything. Growth makes sense economically,
yes.
Period.
So, Hugo, we've only got about a minute and a half left here. I want to ask, since you are a Free State Project signer, and I'm guessing that you've been, you know, saving up money to make the move, what's the legal process like for you to wind up coming to the United States in order to move from Mexico as part of the Free State Project?
Well, as a Mexican citizen, it's rather easy to just go there and work for a while. It's because of the NAFTA. But that presupposes that you don't want to immigrate to the U.S. or to the part called New Hampshire. And, it's easier for me in Mexico from other people in the world, let's say India, China, other countries in Latin America. But I will, of course, have to ask for permission and find a job before I go there. So I don't know what kind of activism I would be able to engage into because, you know, I don't know, maybe when you're an immigrant in some other country, your legal status is not rather restricted. You're subject to deportation for a number of reasons, even though you've not committed a crime. That would be another thing. If I did one, if I wanted to make do any kind of activism, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
Because, right, and because
deportation.
There are some forms of activism that you can do that don't risk you running afoul of the law, such as handing out literature to people heading into a court or handing out literature to people going into the voting booth on election day. Both of those very safe forms of activism, writing letters to the editor to espouse liberty ideas, also a very safe form of activism. Hugo, thank you for the call. And hopefully sooner rather than later, you can join us here in New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.